Time now for The Ridiculous, and tonight we're adding anyone who isn't a vegan. Now, like many people, I've resisted veganism, mostly because I've been waiting for technology to progress to the point where they perfect a vegan version of the Big Mac. I honestly wish I could be vegan, but I think I lack the essential willpower. Now, there are plenty of good reasons to be a vegan. Health, longevity, to be more like Ed Begley Jr. He's a famous vegan, as is Alicia Silverstone. If you were looking for a Sherpa to help you scale the mountain of veganism, these were your go-to celebrities, until today. Because now, celebrity voices join the vegan chorus that's impossible to ignore. And out of the refrain, rising like a siren song from that celebrity voice, we can no longer pretend we don't have all the information we need to pull the vegan trigger. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mike Tyson.
Oh, you're
yeah.
a vegan?
Yeah, yeah.
What changed you?
Wow, I need, I threw up the white flag. There's too many prison cells, too many jails, too many lawsuits, too many bankruptcies, and too many women, too many venereal diseases, too many everything.
So you're a little confused, right? Let me just clear it up for you. The reason why Spike Lee was sitting next to Mike Tyson in that Today Show interview is because he's directing Tyson's one-man show on Broadway this summer, which I actually really want to see. That's what confused you about the whole thing, right? The part about too many venereal diseases, that was probably clear as a bell. Let's hear more of Mike Tyson's reasons for going vegan.
I really got tired of, every time my prostitute girlfriend came back for a trip, I had to sleep with her, you know, so I used to say, I'm going to live a different life.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was a prostitute hunter.
I can't pretend I totally follow the logic there, but I don't really want to be on the bad side of a former heavyweight boxing champion. And the truth is, I really hope things work out for Mike Tyson. There's the kind of something about him I find that's really sympathetic. I've always kind of felt like he was taken advantage of by a lot of people around him, and I hope those days are over. So I'm just going to go ahead and say yes, a resounding yes. Let's all follow Mike Tyson's example and go vegan, if not for the animals, for the prostitutes, I guess.